The sugya, but let's just go over the Gemara just to refresh our memories, then we'll go to Tosfos. There was a Rechove, the Havoi Bepum Nara. Now the Rechove was a Kalfif Yesami Beis Asoyim, that was Lehukif Ledira. The Chad Gisa have a Pesiach Lemosa. On one side it was open to a movi, v'chad gisa have a pesich l'shvil shel kromim. The other side it was open l'shvil shel kromim. L'shvil shel kromim have a solik l'gudu denare, and the shvil shel kromim ended up by the gudu denare. Omar Abaye, so this was a very problematic situation, because the rechove, since it had a din kamalis, and everything was porot to the kamalis, so there was a big problem. Even though now the Bnei Hamovui were mishtamish in the Rechove, so now it, theoretically it could become Hukif Ladire, but the problem was, it was Hukif L'Bsoif Posach, that wouldn't help. And they couldn't break down the walls because there were stone walls. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Hey Chenavit, what can we do to be misak in this area? Let us make a mechitza aguda denare. And so this mechitza will be made, this mechitza will already be makif the rechova also. And this is a mechitza that is made, this is like posach l'vseif hukaf. This mechitza is made l'shem dire. Abeinayse mechitza al gabi mechitza. So since the good of the nar alone has a teres mechitza, neisa mechitza, gabi mechitza. The levit late suras ha pesach, apuma de shvil shel kromim, so Rashi had learned pshat. And the pesach, that is bein the rechove and the shvil shel kromim, let us make a suras ha pesach. And Rashi says, so even though this is a pirtze that's less than eser amis, so such a pirtze doesn't help to make it hukif ladire. So Rashi says it'll work out migu. Migu, the tzuras ha-pesach, is matter the shvil shel kromim, because the shvil shel kromim was nesa because of the rechova, so migu it has a teres mechitze to be matter the shvil shel kromim, leva teres mechitze, and it will be matter the rechova also. The levit lay tzuras ha-pesach, apume the shvil shel kromim, also gamli shodyin lay. So Rashi learns pshat because the entrance there was not too wide, and if you'll put a tzuras ha-pesach there, so lamaisa the gmalim will throw it down. So we have a problem. Ella omar Abaye. So Abaye said, Levi, lechi apischa de shvil shel kromim. So Abaye said, instead of making a tzuras ha-pesach, which involves economy kan ve economy kan, let us make a lechi kol dehu, Apischa de shvil shel kromim, the migu de mahanye le shvil shel kromim, and so this lechi will not hamper the hiluch of the gemalim. It's a lechi kodu, and the lechi will be matter the shvil shel kromim that shouldn't be considered poritz b'miluay to the rechove. Migu de mahanye le shvil shel kromim, mahanye nami le rechove. So Rove told Abai that is not a good eitze. Yoimru lechi moyel l'shvil shel kromim da'alme. That means if you're going to be matter this whole area with the lechi that starts off being matter the shvil shel kromim, so yoimru, so people will say that lechi will help l'shvil shel kromim da'alme. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, L'shvil shel kromim da'almed le'sodik le'gude denare. That means people will not realize that on the ruach hashlishi of the shvil shel kromim there's a gude denare, because really you can't see this mechitze. It's the level of the ground. That means if one looks straight ahead, straight down on the shvil shel kromim, he doesn't see a mechitza. If you go all the way to the end, you'll see the good denaro, the banks of the river, that yutvachim you say gorasik. So if, but one doesn't really notice this. So if you'll be matel, the shvil shall come in with a lechi. So memele v'havale. So people will say that a lechi helps, even though it's mefulish. da bi matel, de schwil sche kommen da arm mit le solik le gute de nar, that does not end up with a gute de nar. Ba have like a movie me foolish, we aim we shein zorg tiken alle bereu sche echt kai, and people come to the conclusion that a movie me foolish needs a tiken only on one ruach. So therefore, that is not a good eitze. So me mele, so what was Rav's eitze? Elom ha-rov, avdina le-lechi le-pischa de mosa. You make the lechi on the Pesach of the Movi. That's separating the Movi from the Rechove. The migo de mahani le-lechi le-mosa. So the lechi is a teres mechitza for the Movi. Because without this lechi, the Movi, without this lechi, the Movi was porot b'miluai to the Rechove, which was a Carmelist. So since there is a teres mechitza for the Movi, is mahani le, mahani nami le Rechove. So help for the Rechove also. Let us see Tosfos now. Levid tzures ha-pesach apume de shvil. Zog Tosfos peirish Rashi. Rashi said that apume de shvil means the posuach le Rechove. The Pesach HaShvil is Pasuach Lechove. Migu, the Mahani LeShvil. So Migu, the Tzures HaPesach is a Teres Mechitza for the Shvil. It is Mater, the Shvil, that it's not called Poritz B'Miluay to the Rechove. Mahani Nami Lechove. So it helps for the Rechove also. Because, Fraktais is the Mashmad LeTzorich LeMigu Ad LeKama. From the Loshen HaGemore, Vaistachois, when Abaye made the Cheshbin, so Abaye said, Levelei Tzuras HaPesach, so the whole reason was no good because of the Gemara. Elom Abaye Levid Lechi, the Migu, the Mahani Leshvil, shall come imani nami lechov. Vaistachois, if you're making the Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have to command the Migu. And according to Rashi, the Tzuras HaPesach that is separating the Shvil shall Kromim and the Rechove, you also need Migu. But the Loshna Gemara is not Mashma like that. Because the Mashma Leitzorich LeMigu Ad LeKamon. That's Kasha number one. Vo'oit the Maloi LaHaskir Tzuras HaPesach Klal. Kasha number two. Why did Abaye make this Cheshbon with the Tzuras HaPesach? Kiven the Sagi Belechi, Kedomar Abaye Gufe. That means first Abaye wanted to make the mechitza at the other end. He said, the other end, it doesn't help, it's a mechitza al gabi mechitza. So Abaye finally figured out, so we'll make the tikkun between the shvil and the rechove. So why did Abaye have to go into two steps? First he went, let's make a tzuras ha-pesach, tzuras ha-pesach is no good because of the gemal, let's make a lechi there. So why didn't Abaye jump right away to the Lechi? Why did Abaye have to go first with a step of a Tzuras HaPesach, and then he came to Lechi? Could right away said, let's make a Lechi. Va'oit, in the third kashe, Lomo Shino HaLoshen. Why was the Gemara Mishana the Loshen? The Mikori Koma, in the beginning, he said, when he spoke about the Tzuras HaPesach, he said, Apuma de Shvil. Let's make it by the opening of the shvil. The gabi lechi komar apischo. Let us make it by the pesach of the shvil. And according to Rashi, the puma and the pesach, it's all one. This is the area between the shvil and the rechove. That's the puma and the pischo. So why was the gemara mishana the losh? The oid. The parich yaimru lechi mahani leshvil shal kromim heiched ahave mefulish. The Gemara said that Rav Tainer on Abaye, if you're going to make the lechi for the shvil, so people will think that a lechi helps for a mavi mefulish. Ve'eich yitu ben shvil zed de islay gedudi leshvil da alme. This shvil has a mechitza. So why should they make such a mistake? I mean, it has gedudi lemaisa. Va'oid shetzoich lefari sheyesh shamtel gavoya asore. Koshken shelo yitu. Tosfos had asked the kasha yesterday. We learned the Tosfos that the Gemara said, let us make the mechitza at the end of, by the Gude Denare. Let us make the mechitza there. So the Gemara had answered, ein oisin mechitza al gabi mechitza. So Tosfos had asked that it's not considered a mechitza al gabi mechitza, because since the bottom mechitza is not nearer to the dayorim in the shvil shel kramim, that means in lomdus you have a mechitza of good asik, but bepoyel you don't have any mechitza in the avir of the shvil. So Tosfos brings a gemara later that if that is the case, Lamaise, so the mechitza, there's no chesed of mechitza al gabi mechitza, because the top mechitza is accomplishing something. He's being makif the aver, even though I have a lomdeshe mechitza there. That was Tosfos kasha. So therefore, Tosfos had made an akimta that it is speaking about. This is picture 97 on page 65. So Tosfos had said that it is speaking about that there was a tail already in the shvil shel kramim. There was a tail in the shvil shel kramim. So memele, so the shvil alone had a mechitza hanikeres. And the Gemara meant, but that tail was there before the shvil became mukif ladiris. I mean, that tail we cannot use for the, before the rechava became mukif ladiris. So we can't use this tail. So the Gemara asks, let's make a mechitza on top of the tail. That's the Gemara says, and there's a mechitza gabi mechitza. But there is a tail already. So the way Tosfos explained the tzir, that there was a tail gavoya, so how could someone make such a mistake and think that you could be matter a shvil with one lechi, a mobi mefulish? It's klo not mefulish. You have a tail, you pass by the shvil, it has mamish three mechitzas, two mechitzas on the side, and it has a tail in the back, and you put a lechi in the front. So it's mamish movi sasa. So what kind of gzeira was Rav Mechadish? Lekach nira leforish. So therefore, Tosfos is going to answer all these kashas, but Tosfos first gives a few hakdamas. So Tosfos says, Lekach nira leforish, the shvil shall kramim ein by the yore. This will forever this kasha eventually, but let's just accept the hakdamas. Number one, Tosfos says that the shvil shall kramim, there was no diyorim. Rashi held there was the Yoyrim there, because Rashi was forced to say that there was the Yoyrim, because the Gemara said, let's make a lechi. And that was a Baizeta to make a lechi. So it seems that the Shvil had a din of a Movui. Now, a Movui is only mutter if you have Botim Chatzeres Psuchim Busoichoi. How could a lechi help if there's no diorim in the shvil? So therefore Rashi was machiach that the shvil shall come him here diorim. So Tosfos wants to say, nira leforish, the shvil shall come him ein boy diorim. And it's not stamazoi an akimte, no kedemuchach bahador. In Perek Ador, by Tosfos, normally a shvil shall come him does not have diorim. The kama amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shvil shall come him, so memela al kaponim, we see from the sugya there that a shvil shel kramim is worse even than a chulbe. A chulbe is chazi ledira. A shvil shel kramim is worse than that. So now we have to understand, if there's no diyorim, we don't know yet what we accomplish with this, but al kaponim, we're getting into a blotte. If there's no diyorim in the shvil shel kramim, so what was Abaye's eitzim that you should make a lechi on the shvil shel kramim? It doesn't have a teres movi, since there's no botim v'chatzeres. The lahochi mahan yilei lechi, the bnei movoi hoyu mishtam shimshom, ubimovoi harbe batim v'chatzeres hoyu. So Mamela, it seems from Tosfos, like this was considered like an extension of the Movui. This wasn't considered as an area bifnei atzmai. This was an extension of the Movui. The bnei Movui were mishtamish there. So Mamela, it has the heter of a Movui because and the mother already had habi botan for tzeira soyu. Period. So that's how a lechi could help. Now Taisus is going to go back to the Gemara. The levit mechitze aguda denare. When the Gemara first asks, "You should make a mechitze aguda denare," hainu mei ever hanor, on the other side of the nor. Let us look at picture 98. So picture 98, we have a very, we see two things from this picture. Picture, from one thing we see that the shvil shel kromim that ended up by the nor, so it seems that was kemat water level. There was no, we don't see any mechitze on this side. The other side of the nor, we see it's visible in Nayim, we see there's a mechitz over there. It seems that it was the level of the kalke of the shvil shel kromim was much lower than the kalke on the other side. On the other side, you had aguda denore, and that was the Gemara's first kasha. The Gemara's first kasha was, let us make the mechitza over there aguda denore. And that mechitze will be soisem this ruach. Will be soisem this ruach. Now let's just understand a little bit what we are doing over here. We have here a shvil shel kromim, and the shvil shel kromim, you have two mechitzes on both sides of the shvil. Now we have a noho, and Taisus is going to say later that this noho was not more than 10 amis, was not more than 10 amis wide. So memele, so, and then we go back over the no, we go over the no, and then we have here a mechitze in the back. So really, we have here a mavui sasum with a pirtz of less than 10 amis, and we should say oimid meruba ala poritz. That means, so we will connect. We will connect. So without any tikkun whatsoever, if you wouldn't have to worry about the rechove, this shvil shel kromim is a mavi sosum. That means it has, on two sides of the shvil, you have mechitzes, you have two mechitzes. Then you have a pirtz of the nor, which is 10 amets, which is oichnish gefelach, till 10 amets you can have a pirtz. But we'll say, oimed meruba laporetz. And then we have, in back of the nor, we have a guda de nor, which was a mechitza yutvochim, which was visible to the eye, and you have here a kosher amovi. No, the whole problem was, we have to be misakin, the rechava we have to be misakin, that's the problem. So the Gemara held, if we'll make now a new mechitza, and this mechitza is also makif, the area of the rechove, so the mele will be misakin the rechove also. That was the Gemara's kash. So let us see now Taisus. The Gemara's kash was that you should make the mechitza aguda denore, hainu mei eivar hano, on the other side. Zuktaisvis vahu adin tzuras ha-pesach. He could have made a tzuras ha-pesach also. The havik mechitza. That was the Gemara before Taisus made up the whole cheshbon. First mechitza, then tzuras ha-pesach, then lechi. Taisus says now the Gemara is the first kasha. Let us make a mechitza. Hu adin, the Gemara meant you could make a tzuras ha-pesach also. That is picture 99. So we'll have here this tzuras ha-pesach. And we will imagine that the Altaimid Meruba Ala Poretz will be Mamshech, the two Tzodim of the Shvil Shel Kromim will go till the Tzuras HaPesach. So either let's make a Mechitza or a Tzuras HaPesach. The Havakim Mechitza. Vahano lo yehoya rochov yesa meyesa. The Noor was not wider than 10 Fochim. Umei eiver hano hoyo gedudim gvoyim asore. Mei eiver hano, there was gedudim gvoyim asore. You could see that there was taka a mechitza that was gvoyim asore. On this side of the nor, the kalka was low. It was the same level as the nor. But later, on the other side, you had Gdudim Gvayi Asor. Yeah. Mitzad HaShvil, Oya Nomuch. V'ahashti Yosei Shapiro, the Komei Noisem Mechitze, Al Gabi Mechitze. So now it's very good. But the Gemara answered, Ein Oisem Mechitze, Al Gabi Mechitze. Before Tosis had asked Akasha, according to Rashi, there's no chesona mechitza gabi mechitza, because the mechitza al yoyne is makiv the avir of the shvil, even though you have a lomdis of good asik, but the Gemara will say later that you have a mechitza over a tail, so the mechitza will help for the tail, because it, for the avir, the mechitza is helping it, even though in lomdis you have already a mechitza asar of good asik. So that is only if the Avil did not see a Mechitza. But the way Tosis is making the picture now, so if I care, the Avil of the Shvil has a, can see a Mechitza in front of it. Because the other side of the node, the Karka level is much higher than this side. So you have a Mechitza already, you have already a Mechitza Gavoya Yud. So the Gemara says, so what are you going to do now? Make another Mechitza? You can't make a Mechitza al Gabi Mechitza. That was the Gemara's tariff. Nami, now we're going to understand another, we're going to be able to take away another shverikait. Lechashine lesirtain, the leilam yiyah mislaket yud mitoich dalet. That means Tosfos asked, I mean, bechlal, how were they allowed to be soimach on this gedudi? Maybe the no will be mala sirtein. We had already the svara before, and it's going to be mevatel this mechitza. So how bechlau were they permitted to be seimer on the gedudim? So Taisva says, since we just figured out the dimensions of the nor. I mean, the way Taisva learns pshat that good of the nor is on the other side of the nor. So Taisva had to be mechadish that the nor was not wider than 10 amas, because it'd be wider than 10 amas, it would be a pirtze, so that wouldn't help side to side. So it wasn't wider than 10 amas. So Taisvis held, that's how the Meshoz Mavaya Taisvis, that a filo be malas sirtain, the sirtain would not start from half of the no. That means only a mit of the no would be malas sirtain. So let's say you would have from 4 amas till the good of the nar will be maris sirtoin, so you'll have also a teiris mechitze. It'll be yutfochim miteich, it's mislaket miteich daladamis yutfochim, so it has a teiris mechitze. So the sirtoin, since we spoke it's a small no, it would be a bigger no, so it could be the sirtoin could be at a smaller angle, so it could be mevatel the teiris mechitze. But since we're speaking about the maximum shear of the nor was yud ames, so afilo there'll be malas sirtain. The sirtain with mstame at the worst will start dalad ames away from the banks of the nor. So mameli you'll always remain with a mechitza yud. V'le'evit tzures ha'pesach apume d'shvil. Now we'll understand the shine l'shoynis. Perish agude de nore benomuch. Let us see picture 101. So now the Gemara's kasha was, let us make a tzur sepes on the other side. Now on the other side, already there's no, since this is nomuch, there's no good over here. So here there's no problem. Neisen mechitza al gabi mechitza. So here the Gemara's kasha was, let us make a tzur sepes. Visham leirotzu lasis mechitze. So here it's meduyik why the Gemara did not say mechitze. Velistaim hashvil shederer sham mashkin agmalim. Faker. We needed that it should be open over here because the gmalim came to drink from the no. So memela, therefore the Gemara here, the first Gemara's kash was to make a mechitze with the natsuras ha-pesach. But the second kash is bedavka tsuras ha-pesach. And here the tsuras ha-pesach will help. Because it's not over a mechitza haniris, and this should help. So the Gemara says, in Lomdis, you are right. But you have a different problem. The problem is, the Gemalim are going to turn it over. The Gemalim will turn over the this Tzuras HaPesach. So now the Gemara asks, V'leved lechi apischo de shvil. So now the Gemara asks the Akash, let us make the lechi apischo de shvil. Let us see at picture 94. Now that's the difference between puma de shvil and pischo de shvil. Puma is the opening that is facing the north. In Pisra is the opening between the Lechi and the Rechova. Yeah. And that's why before, when the Gemara said to make the Tzuras HaPesach, Apuma Deshvil, the Gemara, here we didn't need a Migu also. There could be, it had a Teiris Mechitza for the Rechova. It could be it was Yesa Meyesa. But here, later, when the Gemara asked the Kashi, so the Gemara asked, let's make the Lechi on the beginning of the Shvil, Levin Lechi Apischa, the Shvil Atzad HaRachov, Migu the Bahani, Perish Hash the Vade B'lei Migu Loi Mahani, because this opening is less than Yudamis, so Mamele, so without a Migu it won't help. Yoimru Lechi Mahani B'Shvil Shel Kromim Da'alne. Now Taisvis has a more geshmaki pshat to be mevayel what the gzeir is. So Taisvis has two mahalach. Mahalach number one, she'ein b'nei mavoi mishtamshim shom, shloyalo al dat and the hoche mahani mishum mavoi. So now we see why Taisvis gave us a hagdama. Taisvis said in the shvil shall come him. Normally in the shvil shall come him, there's no diyer. And the whole reason that the Gemara had a havamine, the Gemara had asked that the Lechi should help for the Shvil, there's no bottom of the Chatzeres, so Taisvah said, because the Bnei HaMovi were being mishtamish with the Shvil, so Memela the Shvil became, ki'ilu, it is an extension of the Movi, so Memela we can use the bottom of Chatzeres of the Movi to be matter the shvil with alechi, that the shvil also got a din mobi. Now this is a very lomdish zach that we should understand. We can use the bottom of chatzeres of the mobi to rechen keilu the shvil also has bottom of chatzeres, since the bnei hamobi are mishtamish with the shvil. But you need there to be a big lamden. A person who's not such a big lamdin, so he's going to pass by the shvil. He doesn't see any bottom b'chatzeres. And he sees that there's a lechi on the pesach of the shvil. And there's a hechsher on this, from Abaye, there's a hechsher that this lechi is good. So memele, and he sees a shvil shall come, he doesn't see bottom b'chatzeres. So he's going to build from this lechi that you can make a lechi and a mavoi that doesn't have bottom b'chatzeres. And this is a tois taka, which is olol, he can make. Inami, yeshloima, will make a different mistake. Yoimu, the lechi mahani b'shvil shal, we can say like Rashi, the lechi mahani b'shvil shal kromim da'alme, shehu mefulish, that people will say taki that a lechi helps for a shvil shum afulish, la yasiku adatai de gdudim shemei verano mani. See, Taisvis accomplished something. Taisvis made a meredik yakimte. In picture 98, we see that when you look at the shvil shel kromim, it doesn't end up with any place. It ends up, it's mafulish to the north. And then 10 amas later, you have a bank. Now, that's 10 tfachim high. Now this already, you have to be a lamdan to visualize that this bank that's on the other side of the no, that is the mechitza shlishis for the shvil shel kromim. You'll say emet murubala poritz. So this already, you have to be a lamdan. People will look at it legalachas, and they see a movi mefulish, and then they see a lechi, and they see it's good. Is memela, that's all what you need. So therefore Rava said that we can't be matter with the lechi on the shvil shel kromim. Therefore you have to make the lechi on the mavoi. Now we'll say migo. Migo, the lechi helps for the mavoi. It'll help to be matter the rechove. Sogt die Gemara weiter. De migo de mahani leilachi le mose mahani neinami le rechob. Hilkach, sogt die Gemara sei. Tiltuli be mose gufe shori. Now that we were misaken the mavui, before the mavui was problematic, the mavui was porutz to the rechova, which was a karmelis, was yaisem ibeis asayim shlehukav ledire, so the one wasn't permitted to be metaltal in the mavui. But now that we made a lechi to the mavui, tiltuli b'mose gufe shori, you'll have to be metaltal. Tiltula b'rechove gufe shori. To be metaltal in the rechove, you're also allowed to. Because we said migu. Now, klaut the Gemara shayle, mi moso li rechove, u mi rechove li moso. Kalim, sheshavsu bimovui. Are you allowed to carry them into the rechove? Kalim, sheshavsu bimovui. Are you allowed to carry into the movui? Zog de Gemara, pligi bo Rav Ache ve Ravine. Chad osar ve chad shori. Man de shori, the one that was matter, the holeket de yoyren. What's wrong over here? Let us see what Rashi says. Now let us see Rashi. Tiltuli bimose gufe shori. To be metaltal in the movi, it's permissible. To shorine lo bahay lechi. We matter the movi with this lechi. Va'afilu hi va'alchova asurim zeim zeim. Afilu, we will say, you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Abushnei mishtamshim la'atman. But each one is allowed to be metaltal by themselves. Kishtei chatzeres u'pesach beineyem. Just like there are two chatzeres and there's a pesach beineyem. So the din is that you're not allowed to, they didn't make an eruve chatzeres. So the din is you're not allowed to carry from one to the other, but one doesn't ask on the other. As long as not poritz b'miluoi, so you're allowed to carry in each one. V'chein b'recho v'gufe. So that's the moral zakdoma. With this lechi, we made a Pesach now between the movi and the rechove. So now the rechova is mukif ledirin, and the movi is not poritz l'rechova, and each one is allowed to be metal to themselves. Now the shaila is allowed to take kalim from one to the other. So the one that says you're allowed to, this because there's no problem, the last bod the yoyrim, sheyei osru al b'nei movi. No one lived in this rechova. In this rechova, if we look at picture 91 a minute, I mean, the Rechove, there's no, the whole problem of the Rechove was because Uzloi Hukef Ledire, there's no doors towards the Rechove, there's just windows, as you can see in the picture. So Memela, no one was living in the Rechove. That created the whole problem, so Uzloi Hukef Ledire. So Memela, so since you don't have the Yoyrim in the Rechove, so Memele, you don't have a problem of Eruvi Chatzeres over here. The last but the Yoyrim Sheyei Oswal B'nei Movi. Ta'asa on the B'nei Movi. Hilkach, Rishus B'nei Movi Yu, Fakel. The B'nei Movi used to be Mishtamish in the Rechov. They made it Mukav Ladire, the B'nei Movi. Ubnei Shvil, what about the people? Rashi holds that the Shvil shall come him head the Yoyrim. So Rashi says, Ubnei Shvil, loy Osri Allah, they don't answer. Dahave kechotzer ktane, shenifritzer li gdoilo, di gdoilo muteres, ktane asura. So that means like this. Let us look again in picture 91. In picture 91, so we have over here, the Shvil Shel Kromim is poritz b'miluai to the Rechava, but the Rechava has gedudim. That means the gedudim on both sides of the Rechava, so in other words, the Rechava has a Pesach, the Shvil is poritz b'miluai. So Memele, so the Shvil, that's a chotzek tanish and nifritzo l'gdoilo. So gdoilo muteres, because the gdoilo, since the gdoilo has gifufim on both sides, So Memele, that's like a lechi. So the pirtze in between is a Pesach. So the shvil, the bnei, the diyorim who live in the shvil shall come in, do not aser the rechover. The mavui, the bnei hamavui, so Memele, so you only have bnei hamavui which lived in the rechover. These were the only diyorim there. And fakert, so they won't ask on themselves. Yeah. So Mamela Sarabneshvila Yosra Allah Dabakihot Satashni Vitzalikdaila. The Gdaila Mutara Saktana Surah. Ushvilay Misaknina Lay Gzaira Shemayemulachi Mayla Shvil Dalman. We want Misakin the Shvil. So Mamela Salkaponim So that is the Shaila. So the Shaila is there a reason to answer, is there a reason to answer Tiltul from the Movi to the Rechov? So, Api Pash, this is no reason. Man the Shari, Doleket the Yoyrim, there are no the Yoyrim in the Rechov. Uman the Yosar, Zimnin the Havibo the Yoyrim. Watch out, Zimnin the Havibo the Yoyrim, what is he Taisvis? Uman de osa zimnin dis bei de yoyrim, shahabotim, sheetzel orachove, yiftachu mi botayim lorachove. Maybe berevois hayomim, the botim which are near the rechove, they're gonna open up a Pesach. Vyei osa, so now we have now nu de yoyrim in the rechove. Vyei osa horachove al bnei moso, so now you have the yoyrim in the rechove. You have the Yoyrim in the Mavui. So now, if that will be the case, then the din will be, you'll still be allowed to carry each one in their own area. But then it'll be also Lahaitzi Ba Kalim Sheshavsu Besaicha. Then you won't be able to take out Kalim that were Shavsu in the Rechava to the Mavui. In the same way for Ked, you won't be able to take out Kalim that were Shavsu in the Mavui into the Chotza. Umishem hachi osa letaltal mi mosa l'rchava. So therefore, one amayra aselt, that now, that means now there's nothing wrong. Now there's nothing wrong. There are no diyorim whatsoever in the rechava. So memele is considered like one big reshus and you'll have to take kalim from one to the other. But they were afraid, maybe, b'rvois hayomim, The batim will, surrounding the rechove will be peseach, a pesach to the rechove. So then we'll have now the yoyrim in the rechove. So now it will be two reshuyos. And then you won't be permitted to take kalim from one to the other without an eruv chatzeres. Mishimochi also letaltel mi mosel rechovo, the shema yitaltenu gam lache psiches ad de yoyrin beloy erev kemoy ato. Maybe they'll carry then beloy erev kemoy ato. Avul rechove gufe shari, but in the rechove alone to be metaltel tzmuta, shreyaf lache shiyiptach umuta letaltel keilum sheshavso besoichoy, because there's nothing wrong with the rechove. We made now good machitzes on the rechove, it's okay for the dira, so there's nothing wrong with the rechove. So this is what they asked. It's mamish peladik, really, to think of this gzeire. That means this was a gzeire. I mean, maybe they'll open up, they'll become the Yoyrim in the Rechove, and if they'll be the Yoyrim in the Rechove, you can make an Eruvi Chatzeres. I mean, it's not Ekvel. But maybe they won't make an Eruvi Chatzeres. And if you don't make an Eruvi Chatzeres, they're not the Rabbonon. I mean, at Heichen Advorim Magiyim, they were Geyser, the Lemaise, Lamaisa is this, they were guys that they'll continue carrying without an Eruvei Chatzeres. And we first aim at the Gemara later in the Sivis that are a Shoigik and the Rabbon and that are filling the Shuvatan. So what? What's that should say? Those who know you have to make an Eruvei Chatzeres, but you should make an Eruvei Chatzeres. They won't know. No. So what's this? Afal PK. It's my ridiculous. Let us see the previous taisvis. Man de shari da lesbe de yoyrim. Ubishvil So Taisva says, Taisva l'shita, so you'll be shvil, and the shvil alone is less by the yorim blitzer alei. That was Taisva shita before, there was no yorim bechlal in the shvil. The perisha kuntras is by the yorim le'osra lo mishum gifufi, like Rashi said, because it's like a chotzer ktane that's nifretz ala gdoyla, that the gdoyla muteris, because by the gdoyla doesn't have a teris pirta, there's a teris pesach, because of the two gifufim on the sides of the gdoyla. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Kalfef yoiser mi beisa soyim shloi hukef ledire. A person has a kalfef, a nusugye. A person has a kalfef that's larger than a beisa soyim, shloi hukef ledire. And, so it's, that's a problem. So you're only allowed to be metaltal daladamas, to daladamas in this kalfef. Ubole matoy. So he wants to make it that this should be a kalfif of a beis asoyim. That means he wants to be memaya to take away a chelik of the karke, that it won't be, that it won't be used for the kalfif. So now the area that will be left over will be a beis asoyim, and then it will be mutal letaltal. Ubole matar. So what did he do? Miato be ilonis. He started planting trees there. He started planting trees in the kalfif in order that, so there'll be less kanke left over. So, bom lamat. Miata bilone is lehava miyat. He planted trees there lehava miyat. Zot Rashi, the derech bilone is lehava miyat, the derech kalfif li is by ilonis. Fakert, a kalfif has ilonis. Vloi botalei, so the ilonis will not be mevatel the mishem kama. That means before he had a shem kalfif, it's a kalfif. Yes, a mibeis asoyim. So it won't be memayit. Ilonis do not take away from the shir, even though the poyel you don't have a beis asoyim anymore. It's mitzaref to the shir. Bona boy omud gavoya asore. But what if he made an omut in the middle of the kalfif? Let's look at the picture, picture 102. He made an omut over there. And because of this omut, now you'll start measuring the rest of the area. So you'll see the rest of the area, the rest of the area is now a base of sign, not more than a base of sign. And this already does not become part of the kalfif. This takes away from the area of the kalfif an omud. So the Gemara says as follows. So that is a chshivis. It's dalet al dalet tvochim. So that takes away from the kalfif. It's less than the shir lovud. I have a miyut. Mi gimel va'ad dalet. What if he made an omud that is gimel tfochim between gimel ad dalet? Rabba oma have a miyut. Rabba says this is a miyut. It's more than the shir lovud. So it has a chshivis. It's not bottled by miyutai. So mamela said this also be a miyut. V'rova oma loy have a miyut. Rabba oma have a miyut. Anofik lay mitayres lovud. Because nafik lemitayris love, rova oma lai have a miyud. Given the lai have imokim dalid. Since it does never shivas of dalid, lai choshiv. That means even though it's nafik lemitayris lovud, but it doesn't have a shivas. Let us see Rashi. Pochis mi gimul tvochim, afilun ismayit mi beis asoyim, command the lesser dub. That's bottle by miyutai. The nafik lemitayris lovud. So Rabbi said, if it's three tvachim, climate lechoshiv le gimel baal me gimel has achshivis lemeipak miteres lovet hilkachoch enami achshivi velei botel. So me gimel al dal does a machlokes Rabbi and Rove. Rabbi holds that gimel has achshivis already, and Rove holds that gimel does not have achshivis. Ilulei de mistafine, we had a gemore daf tazayin omed beis, Here in Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Hanoigei Alono, for us to remember is as follows. That we're speaking about the mechitzas of Kloyim. You have a mechitza of Kloyim, that is Mavdal, you're planting on one side, one mean, the other side, another mean, it would be Kloyim, so you have a mechitza. So we had a halacha, if the mechitza is Dalet Tfochim, even though you have Oymed Meruba Laporots from both sides, the Mokim HaMechitza does not become bottle, and you can plant on both sides of the Mechitza, if it's Dalet Tfochim. If the Mechitza is Gimel Tfochim, so there the Gemara wanted to be Toile in the Machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. The Rabbonon hold till Gimel Tfochim is Lovut, So Gimel Tvachim has a Cheshive, so it doesn't become bottle. According to Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, till Dalet Tvachim is Lavud, so only Dalet Tvachim has a Cheshive, and Gimel Tvachim does not have a Cheshive. So Bekitzer, the Gemara wanted to say, according to the Rabbonon, you need a Mechitza of Gimel Tvachim, since it's Ois Lavud, has a Cheshive. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you need a mechitza of Dalet Tvachim. Then there's a machlokes Abaye v'Rava there in the sugya. Abaye, the Rabbonon, you need Dalet Tvachim, even though Gimel Tvachim is Ois Lavud, but you need Dalet Tvachim. Dalet Tvachim is a Shir Choshev. Less than Dalet Tvachim doesn't have a Shir Choshev. That's what Abaye said. And Rava said the price is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and therefore you need Dalet Tvachim. So there's a machlokes harishonim, what Rava holds according to the Rabbonon. Other rishonim hold that Rava holds according to the Rabbonon, since Gimel Tvachim is Ois Lavud, so Gimel Tvachim has a Cheshivis, and has a Teres Mechita, doesn't become bottle. That's how Rabbi Kivega learned, and other rishonim learned like that. And others say, the Teis Rabbi Neperet says that in Yesod, Rava is Moide to Abaye, that you need a Shir Shivis, less than Dalet Tvachim doesn't have a Shir Shivis. That's how the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz says on the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. So Dachsame, we have a Shtikel Raya from our Gemara. Here we have Rove, and Rabbi said this Svara, as long as it's Gimel Tvachim, so it's not Lovud anymore, so he has a Cheshivis. And Rava Amar Einei Moyel Kivin Loi Havi Mokim Dalet Loi Choshev. We see from Rava that Cheshivis more than Lavud is not sufficient. You need Dalet Tvachim. So Lachay would be a Shtikel Raya that Rava is also Moide to this Svara. But the sign of it made is a Machloikis in this. Okay, let's go a little further. Rav Shimi Masni Likula. Let us see Rashi. No, did I skip over? Let's go further in the Gemara. Hilchik min hakoisel dalet va'osa mechitze. Let us look at picture 103. Here we have a kalf of yaisa mi beis osayim shleihukif ledirim. There were four mechitzes surrounding this area. And it was Hukaf Alabsaif Posach. So now later he goes and he's Marchik Dalet Tvachim and he makes a new Mechitza. By this Aleph, he makes a new Mechitza over here. And this new Mechitza is Posach Alabsaif Hukaf. This new Mechitza was made after the Dira was built. So the Gemara says as follows. Hirik mina koisel dalet v'osa mechitza. So now we have a new mechitza. This is no shaykhis at all with the previous mechitza. This is a new mechitza. So memela, so this mechitza will make the area hukif ladire. Pacha is migimu. What if this new mechitza I made is less than Gimel Tvachim from the old mechitza? This is not considered I made a new mechitza. This is like It's teich gimel to the old machitza, so it's like the old machitza. Loi hoyo. Mi gimel va'ad dalet. Mi gimel va'ad dalet. What happens if there's gimel tvachim, from gimel till dalet tvachim, between the new machitza and the old machitza? Now, we have to remember the tzir. The tzir is over here, that the area that's left over is yesa mi beis asayim. You need a new machitza to make it mutter. And you have the, between the old machitza and the new machitza, between gimel till, from gimel till dalet tvachim. Rabba omar hoyo, that this machitza will help. It's this gimel tvachim in between already, so this is considered a new machitza. Rabba omar einay moyo. Rabba omar hoyo, the nafik le mitayres lovut. So since it's nafik le mitayres lovut, so memela, this is a new machitza, this is not considered the psahemshech van yene machitza, it's a new machitza. And this machitza was made by Pasach Lebsayf Hukav. So this is a machitza that's made the Hukav Ledira. Rav Omar, Einei Moyel, Kivin Blei Havi Mokim Dalet. Since there's no Mokim Dalet between the old machitza and the new machitza, Lei Choshev, is not considered like a new machitza. This is like a continuation of the old machitza. A second machlokes. Rav Shimi Masni Lekula. Zot Rashi, what does this mean? Let us see Rashi before. Hirchik min ha-koysel, shel kalfif dalet tvochem. Va'ose mechitza ledire. Now he's making a new mechitza l'shem dire. Hoyol mechitza zu liyois hekef chodosh, v'havi posach ule besoif hukaf. So this is now a new hekef, and this is a hekef that's posach ule besoif hukaf. Pochis megim aloi hoyol. The havekim mechitza al gabi mechitza. It's not considered. I'm making a new mechitza. V'loibim in this mayit mi beis asoyim mayit. Rashi says, now we're speaking about after the new mechitza, you still have yoisa mi beis asoyim. Midaloi nokat miyut. He doesn't say miyut ve'ene miyut. He says moil ve'ene moil. Miyut, what means it takes away from the area. Din is mayit vade have a miyut. If by this new mechitza, the area that is left over is less than a base of so, is a base of soyim or less, so there'd be no shaila. Shefilo hoisif aloi biak solim, a fellow person will just thicken the old solim. Achen ismai chapir domi. Kidala kamon, the gemoz can say this soon. Ala mehevi posim sev hukav mayon. Now we are speaking about that the area that is left over is more than a base of soyim. So we need now a Teiras Mechitza to be matter this area. The Shaila is, when is this considered a new Mechitza? So Mameo, that's the Machloikis Rabba Verove. Masni Lekula, Rav Shimi Masni Lekula, Lahach Plukta De La'el, the Machloikisin of before, so he has a Kula Dika version. The Oma. Dibish Loisha Dinofak Lemi Teiras Lovut Kula Moidu. The omet have a miut. In the first machlokes, if you have an omet that's gevoya, yud, and roch of gimel, everyone holds it's a miut. O mechitza have a mechitza ledire. If you are machik gimel tvachim and you made a new mechitza, it's here called a mechitza. The like a moisiv. It's not considered an extension, an addition of the old mechitza. But poches mishloisha pligi. The machlokes is poches mishloisha. Zok the gemore weiter. Toch boy tit. Now let us look at picture 104 and 105. Now in these both cases, you had a mechitza here from before, and now we want to lessen the area bein mechitzas. We want to make it a beis osayim. Before it was yesami beis osayim. Now by adding on the tit, it's less than beis. It becomes a beis osayim. Now the difference between picture 104 and 105 is that the tit in 104, if you'll take away the mechitza, the tit could stand on its own 2 feet. In case 105, since it's a very thin layer of tit, if you'll take away the mechitza, the tit will crumble. So now, this is the shaila of the Gemara. Does this become a miut? So it's the Gemara Azai. Toch boy tit. He wanted to make the area Teich HaMechitzes Beis Osoy. So he just wants to lessen the area. is efe v'yoche lamoid b'fnei atzmoi havemit. So it's memayit. If it could stand on its own 2 feet, so now I have something mechubel lekarke, and so it comes out that the space in between is a base osayim, so memel it's mutter. So it's no shayim. Eine yoche lamoid b'fnei atzmoi, but what if the tit that I added onto the mechitze cannot stand by itself? So is this considered that now I have an area of a base osayim, or no? It's considered, since it's ain't a yochalam b'fnei atzmoi, it is considered that I still have yes on me base osayim. This is not memayit the cholo. So I have a machlokes. Rabba oma have a miyut. Rabba says it is a miyut. Rabba oma loy have a miyut. Rabba oma have a miyut. Hashta miyakoi. You have tit. This tit is standing, even though it can't stand by itself, but you have here the mechitza here. So now if you measure the area between the mechitzas, you have a base osayim. A base osayim is mutalatalp. Now it's standing, but gate miron. If you'll take away the mechitza, it will crumble. Rava oma loy havi miyut, kiven de lo yoche le meikem bifnei atzmoy, loy klumbu. That means since it cannot stand by itself, so it is not, it doesn't have a cheshivis, so we consider it's commander lesser. Something that can't stand by itself is commander lesser. So we consider ke'ilu, the area is still yesa mi beis osoy. I was just thinking, we paskin like Rove, that it is not a miut. In Hilchos Sukkah, it is brought down in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Dalet, Siv Gimel. It says as follows. What if a person has a sukkah that is Zayin al Zayin Tvochim, which is the minimum shear of a sukkah? The person went and put begodim, he attached begodim to the walls, put curtains, draperies on the walls, and now it is less than Zayin al Zayin. Is this akosh? Is it memayit the shir? Yes or no? So there, naloch is brought down. Begodim lina'oiso memayitin mishir zayin al zayin. That's how it's brought down. So I was wondering how that halacha stems with our halacha. Here we paskin like Rove. That Rove says that since ain't yechayil lamid bifnei atzmo, it doesn't stand on its own 2 feet, so doesn't have a cheshiva, so it's not memayat the shir. So it's called Yev Yesami Beis Hasoyim. And over there it says that begodim are memayat. So I thought the Biralocha brings down that primegodim is mesupik if it's memayat min hatoire or if it's memayat min darabona. The begodim is mesupik. So if you say over there it's memayat min darabonon, so then we can breathe easier. That means me'ikar adin, it's not called a miyut. Me'ikar adin, it's a kosher esuke min ha-toire. No, midrabonon, they were machmer. So then it's very good. But since me'ikar adin, it's not a miyut, so by a base of soyim here, we go like the ikar adin, and the me'ikar adin, it's not a miyut. If you learn it's me'mayit min ha-toire, daf me'fashtein what the difference is. Zogt Rashi, Toch betit, bohoisiv al oive haksolim, achen is mayit. Bahai lav rabba bashi, mikomolo, elemilsa bampe nafshi. Vyoche lami da tit pifnei atmai, shaosi bi oive. It's a thick tit. Shafilu nitol kaisol orishin, yochel ze lamit. Havi miyut, loy havi miyut, goras ochik. Here it's that a shell of mechitzis. Here it's a shell of its memayit, the area in between. Zogt gemore weiter. Hilchik min ha-teil ba-osa mechitze. Now, let us look at picture 106. Picture 106, there had been three walls before that were makiv this area. This area is Yasami Beis Hosayim. Later, they put, and there was a tail on the fourth side. That's on your right side, the tail. That was the fourth wall. Now, he went and made a bias, he built a bias in this area. But the problem is, it's hukaf l'b'soif posach. So what did he do? Now he went and built a fourth wall, which is four tvachim away from the tail. That's what he did. So let us see the Gemara. Hirchik min ha-tail dalet. He was marchik dalet tvachim from the tail. Va'osa mechitze hayo. So that helps. Because this is a new mechitze, this is a new hekif, and this was a hekif tzairich dira tzukif tzidit posach l'psayif hukaf. Pachis mi gimel. What if he made it less than gimel? Oy al svas ha-tail, or let's say picture 107, he made it mamish al svas ha-tail. So he did not, he made a mechitze, which is really, didn't accomplish anything, because he had a mechitze there from before. Rav Chizde v'Rav Amnun. So here in this case, I'm like, Rav Chizde v'Rav Amnun. Chad omar hoyo, v'chad omar loy hoyo. This time the Rav Chizde omar hoyo, the itmar, ha'oise mechitze al gabi mechitze, omar Rav Chizde b'Shabbos hoyo. Rav Chizde said, I'm more dedicated. That even though it's a tut garnish, but I'm making another mechitze, so it helps. The gabi Shabbos, I can make it hukif l'dire. The nichsei hager, but what is the din? The din is nichsei hager. If a ger dies, he leaves over karkois. So the loch is, since he doesn't have any yorshim, so the karka is hefker. So whoever makes a chazok in the karka is, he's kind of the karka. So let's say a person will make a mechitza al gabi mechitza. The loch is no godor or poratz, it's called a chazok. He was mashbich the karka in any way, that's called a chazok. That's not considered he did anything to the karka because it was already there, a mechitza already. So memele, so Rav Chizda said, l'gabi Shabbos is good, and l'gabi nichse hager it's not good. Rav Sheish Yisoma, Rav B'Shabbos nami loy hoyo. This time, so memele, Rav Sheish and Rav Nun is one sheet, it won't help, Rav Chizda holds, it is good. Omar Rav Chizda, Umoide li Rav Sheish. So Rav Chizda said, good. I hold mechitza gabi chitza is good l'gabi Shabbos. Rav Sheish says it's no good. But Rav Sheish is moide to me. She'im osa mechitza al ha-tail. If he made a mechitza on top of the tail, shehoyil. My time, hoyil uba'avil mechitzis al yoynes hudo. Let us look at picture 108. That means in 108, since there was a tail to begin with. Now, if a person will be living on this tail, so memele, even though before he made mechitza beis, so lomdes there were mechitzas that were being makif the rishus al salocha of good asik, afal pikein, but now you have mechitzas hanirois. So this mechitza will help, even according to Rav Sheish, even though theoretically this is a mechitza al gabi mechitza, since it's nirois la'avir ha-reshus, it has a teres mechitza, and it will be mater the reshus if it was hukif ledira. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Hirchik min ha-tel shebekaf. He was machik from the tail shebekaf. Yesh min ha-tel adam mechitze. From the tail to the mechitze on the other side is yoysemi beisesayim harbe. There's much more than a beisesayim. Va'ose mechitze ledira eitzel ha-tel berochik dalet vochem. Va'dain yesh yoysemi beisesayim ben yeshon alechadosha between the old mechitze on the left side and the new mechitze which he made on the right side. Avozu ledira aso, but this new mechitze was made ledira. Hoyul vakel muta loy hoyul dav mechitza gabi mechitza fitztoich gimol gabo vechadom al hoyul de kesava mechitza gabi mechitza mahani li yisakiv ledira benichse hager shemeis vein lo yoshim einzu chazok aliknes. This is not considered a chazok. Vim bo ache veherzik bem kon ha ache. בשבס, כגוי לעניין הקף לדירה, שבתחילה איסה מחיצה היגנת, או שלא הוקפו לדירה, הוכי גסין. מויד לרב שש, שמוסה מחיצה על התאר, לא גסין על ספס, בוכי פירוש, אף על גב דפוליק. אם לא רב שש, זה סחילק, ואומר, בלוי מישטרי קרף בוכי, if I'll make a מחיצה over the tail that is surrounding the calf. Heine time is adol bekaf if ba'av mechitzas atachtoynis do. He was already surrounded by the mechitzas atachtoynis. Avol im ho your tail, but if it was living on a tail, yoysimi beis osayim. Vosem mechitzas sovev olav lishtamish al goiva tail. So hoil, hoil vo hador al atel do ba'av mechitzas al yoynis. Le mahani le atachtoynis midi. Hilkech lav mechitzahi, rav mechitzah al gabi mechitzahi, and here, he is also moid. Let us just see. Toisvet, shimosa mechitza al svas atel shahoyil, kashi legoras al svas atel, davamash maloisan hadom lamata. We're speaking about for those who are underneath the tail. Legoras al atel. Vahoyil loisan hadom al atel. Umiyatzah lefosh the maili al svas atel. Azicha speaking about that he made this mechitza al svas atel, shimichiko dalad minasofa, ain shamchidish toch, and amilamatam hirchik hoyil.